So, again, Tom Fitton, a great American and a great patriot, doing yeoman's duty, has gotten the document, and he downloaded it, and you can get it at Judicial Watch from Tom Fitton. So go to judicialwatch.org, and in the search box, type in Transition Integrity Project, and you can either view it on his site or you can download it. So last night, I spent about an hour reading this thing. O-M to the G. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're in the middle of a war game that they practiced and planned for. Just like I've been... Now, I'm not surprised by that. I'm just surprised they left a paper trail. Or a digital trail in this instance. The Transition Integrity Project, its basic premise is that Trump is hated and despised by almost every American, but there are idiots out there who are being bamboozled and are lying. Imagine that. They're underpolling Trump hatred, right? Are you kidding me? And that he's so evil and he's such a tyrant and a dictator that when Biden cleans his clock, he'll refuse to leave office. Now I know where Weinbach's Nancy Nazi Pelosi got all the language from about it being Trump being dragged out of the Oval Office, about the National Guard, about the Capitol Police, about how he'll refuse to concede. They game planned all this. They might have even set him up for this to make it look like he's the bad guy. Of course, you know, they do a great job of this anyway. So if you go to the Transition Integrity Project page, and I've got it here in front of me. Now, if you're watching me on YouTube, I'm going to be looking at my screen to the right there. I don't have a teleprompter because I'm a real broadcaster, and I don't need it. But I'm going to be looking just, you'll see my eyes go away. As a matter of fact, Mrs. O'Connell says she can show text, just can't show video. You can actually see my screen. I've got it pulled up right here. Let me make sure that it's centered. And you can see what it is that I'm seeing. Okay. All right. I'm just going to expand it out a little bit so it's a little bigger. This is what we're going to be talking about here. So I'm going to go to the top of the page. Preventing a disrupted presidential election and transition. Executive summary. Now listen to this. August the 3rd, 2020. In June 2020, the TIP, Transition Integrity Project, convened a bipartisan group of over 100 former senior government campaign leader. Again, John Brennan, the usual suspects. David Frum, Jeb Bush. The Bush family is in on it. Yep. Who was one of the first to congratulate President-elect Biden? Low-energy Jeb. So your oligarchy planned this, what we're going through right now. By the by, I have so much info to share with you. There's just no way I could do it in 4 hours. It's just too much. Before I get into the TIP and the great details, let me give you a news rundown. One, Dominion Software took 1.7 million votes from Trump and transferred them to Biden. That's going to come out. As a matter of fact, there are some geniuses out there that basically are getting into the source code of the Dominion software and then are looking on Secretary of State websites and are getting the actual real-time data dumps that were being sent to networks and what have you, and how they're, you know, how they're tabulating the votes. And there's evidence, and we have it as like evidence. It's one of the threads I was following on Twitter last night was that one. You know, and it's funny, this morning, if you're not following President Trump, this is really funny. So There's a someone tweets out. Who is this woman? Here I am. Madison Gesiato or Gesiato. Got the Madison Gesiato. Yeah. So she tweets out this last night, about 10 p.m. What do we know about Dominion? Talking about the software. Now, she's a pro-Trump journalist for some outfit. Well, let me just click on her a little way. Where is she from? She is an attorney, TV commentator, columnist at The Hill, at the first Trump Campaign Advisory Board, Women for Trump co-chair, former Miss Ohio. Wow. Well, did not know that. That might explain how she knows the president, because didn't he buy the Miss America pageant? Didn't he run it for a couple of years? Okay. Madison Gesiato. What do we know about Dominion? Donald, real Donald J. Trump. This is hysterical. It attempted to alter our election and got caught. It's just classic John John of Manhattan. So much stuff that is coming out hard. If you're, I'm going to play you 7 minutes of Rudy Giuliani explaining to Steve Bannon, because I've tried to get Rudy and I can't get him. So I'll just let Bannon, and Bannon does a good job. He just asks Rudy the question and lets Rudy talk. So that clip is a great explanation of what Trump campaign strategy is. By the by, at the end of the strategy, what you will find out is what I have been telling you all along. As a matter of fact, you can read my column last night at the Acting All Crusadery blog, where I wrote about this. And I'm trying to keep these little essays short so that they're easy to read. Trump isn't asking for recounts or betting on them, yet the media industrial complex continues to pretend that he is. What's the end game here? You got to create a narrative of theft, fraud, hoax, illegality, and all that. That's what all this video and all the recounts and the finding of the dead people that voted, et cetera, et cetera. They're building a narrative here. You got to understand this. This is a propaganda war, basically. And unfortunately, yes, the Trump campaign has to wade into the. They have to have their own. I don't really believe it's propaganda because it's true, but they have to combat the narrative. And I'll play you Tucker Carlson's clip later on. Tucker talked about this last night. The media industrial complex is filled with thieves, communists, criminals, and liars. They are now bald-faced lying to anyone that's watching, reading, or listening to them. They're lying to them. There's not a single shred of evidence of defraud. Dude, there. Look. How does Rachel say it, Maggie? Look, listen. If you can make a mold out of Mount Everest, you could fill it up with all the evidence that's out there. That's how much there is. There's, practically speaking, a mountain of evidence. Yet the disinformation and the brainwashing campaign continues. Trump's your enemy. Trump's evil. You must stop coddling him. I just saw from the Washington Post this morning on C-SPAN. You can't even trust C-SPAN anymore. Although they do step out of the way and just provide the video and the audio. When they're doing the morning news shows, the news shows that they do, those people are all in on it. The only one that's not is that woman that I met at the 2012 RNSA. I can't think of her name. She's the only one that's objective. All the other ones are in on it. So now you're being brainwashed. You're being bombarded with video and physical images, newspaper, magazines, and what have you here, telling you that the president says he is evil. It's time for him to go away. That's what they got that out of the Transition Integrity Project. So let me just continue a couple of things that we have for you in the news today that we're going to talk about. The Tucker Carlson intern team They use a lot of those on television shows like that. We're able to find over 20 dead people that voted in Georgia. He even showed pictures, because people like him pictures last night, of what they looked like when they were alive. Now, he kind of asked the question, but let me put a point on it. Who filled the ballot out on behalf of the dead person? That's a crime. It's a crime. It's a felony. You go to jail for that. Who did it? And it happened at least 20 times. They're going to find more. Now, the dead people vote is not going to be enough to overturn the results. This is true. Well, what you got to understand about why you pursue that is because you're building a narrative so when you have your day in court, you can say, beyond any reasonable doubt, okay, that's the standard, reasonable doubt. Beyond any reasonable doubt, this election needs to not be certified. By the by, I have now read two constitutional scholars who agree with me. If the Pennsylvania GOP state legislature and Senate and the Georgia state legislature and Senate, if the courts won't undo this fraud, they won't undo this hijacked and heisted election, they have the power to undo it. The Georgia, whatever date that they have that they're going to meet to name their electors, they can name them, they can name new electors and go, you're going to Mordor to cast our 19 electoral college votes for Donald John Trump because he was the leader. All the evidence shows, and the courts won't accept it, that there's too much fraud here. If you take away all those fraudulent mail-in ballot votes, the ones that contravene our law and the dead people and all that, there's more than enough evidence here that Trump is the winner and we're giving him our electoral votes. Now, the people in Georgia that have voted for Commissar Joe and Burgermeister Harris are going to get pissed. And that's covered, by the way, in the vote in the Transition Integrity Project. We'll get into that. But they can certainly do it. And there's nothing anyone can do about it. People are going, yeah, well, they just take it to the Supreme Court. They'll lose. You can't order a legislative body to do something. You can't. Is the SCOTUS really going to weigh in and go like, yeah, we're not going to let the legislatures do that? If they did, then they'd already had to have heard the Pennsylvania case and ruled against it. People don't realize the intrigue that's going on here. And when you hear about the Transition Integrity Project, folks, they're going to wage a war on me and you. They're coming. So let me continue just going down with my the news story here. Yesterday, North Carolina was finally called for Trump, but last night, coincidentally, 10:29 p.m., about the same time they called on election night, decision desk called Arizona for Biden. Now people are going like, "Yeah, she there." Well, there are a lot. There's already cases and lawsuits going through Arizona. It's going to be so close. There's a state law. There's going to be a recount. I don't think the recount solves it. What does solve it is the hand sorting of the mail-in ballots. There's your linchpin right there. And the Arizona legislature did not approve of some of what Maricopa County and the Arizona governor did. I believe that Arizona will easily go back into the Trump column. But again, this is relying upon judges. We don't know if the judges are going to get it right. Now, again, the question is simple. Article 1, Section 4, yes or no. If they rule no, okay, you're going to lose that state. But, again, do you lose the electoral vote count with a Republican legislature?